I'm assuming a comment that will not excite one of the local fan bases. Two of them, I think, would agree. One is going to say, whoa, 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 this is just because we've been beating you guys. But Lance Leipold was asked who their biggest rival is.
Well, you know, rivalry games are what makes college football so special and in of itself. And I didn't really realize when I first got to Lawrence that the Kansas-Missouri game was more of a rivalry than Kansas-Kansas State.
Yeah.
But now with the two teams in conference, you know, we've got to do a better job making that a balanced one in the in-state rivalry. But to go to Columbia this year will be special. I'm sure there's a lot of people on both sides of it. They're going to be fired up. And to see some of these rivalries get renewed is special. And again, will be a great time, and we'll be looking forward to it.
I think we would all agree that the biggest consequence of conference realignment has been we have killed so many rivalries in sports. I think we all agree it's pretty obvious.
It's the worst part of all of it.
No doubt about that. I also think it's true that KU and K-State, when one team in football in particular, Kansas State, has been winning for 20-something years, that also hurts the ability for it to be a hardcore rivalry in your biggest rival. So those are all true, in my opinion. I would think we all agree on that. Where people might disagree, at least in Manhattan with me on this, is it's not even close to me on who the current rival is for KU still. And I don't care that they haven't played football for a decade, okay?
Yeah.
KU and MU are each other's biggest rivals. There's historical context to this. We all know about the Orange Bowl year and the game at Arrowhead and the controversy with who got to go to the Orange Bowl and all that. The real hate. They finally started playing in basketball again. It's not even close. KU's biggest rival is Missouri. MU's biggest rival is Kansas. And I just don't believe there's much of a debate there. I understand if you're a K-State fan, you probably don't like hearing that. And you can fairly say it's just because we beat you. And that's fine. You can say that. But I truly believe it's not close because there's so much history involved in the hate between KU and MU. Heck, Cody, when we bring up the stadium talk on this show, Kansas side of the state line versus Missouri, you see the text as much as I do.
Oh. Half of them are, I'd never live in Kansas. I'd rather be dead. And the other half is saying I'd rather be dead than live in Missouri.
Yeah. It's not even close. KU, MU, those are each other's rivals.
Despite the fact this show resides on opposite sides of the border. And I guess technically I went to a University of Missouri school.
Yeah, you're a Missouri guy, Cody.
I'm a Missouri guy by default. I teach at UMKC. And you went to Kansas, obviously, and grew up on the Kansas side. Look, there's a couple of things. I actually think, had the rivalry never been renewed, KU and K-State could have changed that over time. They're in state. They don't like each other. I think rivalries work sometimes because you get the big brother, little brother stuff that works in that, because in football, Kansas State gets to be big brother and be like, look at you, you're a joke. And then in basketball, Kansas got to be, look at you, no, you're the joke. And so like for the entire year round, these two cycles worked really well together. You got to just trash talk depending on which time of year it was for your school to operate. So if the rivalry had never been brought back, slowly over time, because they're in a conference, because of this stuff, I think there could have been some more juice there that have gotten those rivalries closer. But because they're playing again, even though it never will be the same as it was when we were growing
up.
That's the other part. It'll never be the same. The bigger rivalry has always been KU-MU, and I think probably always will be KU-MU. What is frustrating about me is that conference realignment, starting back to then, took two rivals who were one of the longest rivalries in college sports history and said, well, we can't play each other anymore because you're leaving, and why are you leaving? You know, like all this dumb stuff that does. For Leipold to be like, it's the most important thing of our sport. We don't even play in the same conference. You're like, that's the problem, Lance. The problem is you're telling me that pageantry and rivalries is one of the things that drives your sport, and you two don't even play together. You're not even in the same conference.
Well, now they're going to finally start. They're finally going to start doing that again, starting this year in Columbia. And I'll be honest, though, maybe my excitement will get there when we get to the weekend of. But this far out, you know, like am I counting down the days till KU plays MU in Columbia? I'll be honest. No, I'm not. I'm not. Well, I'll be fired up by the time we get there. I'm sure I will. It also is that first weekend of the NFL season is the same weekend of KU-MU. Now, the Chiefs play Friday night, so this helps a little bit. Yeah. They play Friday night, and then the football game between KU and MU is on a Saturday in Columbia. So it's not like you're trying to do both things. But NFL has become just such a much bigger thing in the Kansas City market than when you referenced, Cody, when we were growing up, and even go back to, obviously, 08, 09, And you think about where the Chiefs were at as a franchise, where the Royals were at as a franchise. We had not in our lifetime seen a championship on the professional side of things from the baseball team or the football team. And so college was a much bigger deal. And by the way, I'm not saying that people don't care about their college teams, but if anybody has paid attention, and anybody, frankly, that grew up here has listened to sports talk radio over the last 25 or 30 years, you guys have probably noticed as well. The conversations around college sports are not the same as what they were 15 years ago, because the Chiefs and even the Royals, after they won their championship and World Series and went to the World Series back-to-back years, that has changed everything in this city.
Do you know how I know that they're right? Is that because when this happened, what is it, 15, 20 years ago? How long ago now did MU leave to the SEC?
Was it 2012?
It's been forever now.
So 15
years ago when that eventual move happened, the two conferences both tried to, and this is why the rivalry got renewed. Both conferences tried to be like, here it is, you know? So they pitched. Big 12 did heavy average. KU, K-State, look at them go against each other. In-state rivals. And likewise, the SEC pushed Missouri and Arkansas down Missouri fans' throats. Look how close you guys are geographically. Mm-hmm. They're up against each other, Missouri and Arkansas. And what happened in both of those schools is they're like, we don't care as much as the other one. And look, I think Kansas State is KU's second biggest rival.
Oh, for sure.
For what it's worth.
Yeah,
I just think
absolutely.
K-State's biggest rival is Kansas.
Yes.
So like, it's not that they're not rivals or don't have bad blood. It's just... first and first for those two teams is MU and KU, vice versa.
I also just thought you cannot replace the literal historical war in context to that.
And should KU and K-State have a war in between the two of them? What's the midpoint between the two schools?
You cannot replicate the true historical significance of Kansas versus Missouri in the actual border war going back to slavery. I mean, you just can't replicate that. I mean, there's way too much history behind the rivalry. I'm glad they're playing again at this point in time.
It's not even up to the conferences, it's the schools.
What's that?
Because this whole time, Missouri could have played KU this entire time.
Well, Kansas refused to play Missouri when this all went down at first as well. And if we're being fair about the conversation, I can say that as a KU alum. I was happy, admittedly, at the time that they said, screw you, we're not going to play you. I was on board. Obviously, Bill Self was very vocal about it at the time as well.
Uh-huh.
As time goes on, cooler heads prevail, et cetera, and different regimes come in as far as athletic departments and everything.
Also, everyone's moved to conferences in college football
now. It is what it is. Yeah, it is what it is. As someone pointed out, like depending on what the Royals are doing, you're going to have the Royals that weekend, Chiefs on Friday night, KUMU Saturday, NFL on Sunday. Like, it is a loaded weekend.
Could be the Royals in a playoff race, Chiefs opening game in Brazil, and KUMU? Are you going to, settle in, I guess, Gold? I don't think you want to make any other plans that weekend. It sounds like we're pretty well and booked.
I would say so.
To go with it. But yeah, it is tough. And like, I think sometimes it stinks because it feels like Leipold's not even, like, he actually handled it pretty democratically. I mean, he was like.
Oh, I don't think he said anything that was wrong or bad.
He's like, we got to work hard to nurture that in-state rivalry. But I didn't realize how big KUMU was until we kind of got back to it. We see it all the time in the text line. There is still bad blood there.
For sure.